This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
Welcome to the Dreamers Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Pardo, and today I'm interviewing Al Kessel, who is living his dream through voice acting. Welcome to the show, Al.
Thanks, Joe. Good to be here.
Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. Al, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, I currently live in the Phoenix, Arizona area. It's actually a small suburb to the north of Phoenix, with my lovely wife, Joyce, and our six-year-old dog, Kate, who is my studio engineer. Yeah, and I've been doing voiceovers full time now for about a year. So that's really not much to tell. I love to read, which is a plus in my line of work. And when it gets hot outside, like it's getting ready to here now, I become a bear. I stay inside.
Well, how did you get started in voice acting?
Well, that's actually kind of a funny answer, sort of. My wife and I are avid podcasters. We've been podcasting since 2010. We have quite a few podcasts out there for people to enjoy. And, you know, for several years now, people have been complimenting on my voice, saying, you know, that I should be on radio or something. And I always thought they meant I have a face for radio, but yeah, what they were talking about, my voice. And if you know me, you know, I'm kind of a humble person. I don't like compliments because it kind of makes me uncomfortable. So I never really listened to them. I just enjoyed doing the podcast with my wife. And then one day on our Disneyland podcast, we interviewed a former Disneyland cast member. Now, he was a cast member back in the 70s, the late 70s possibly. And he wrote a book all about his time as a cast member there. And we interviewed him about that. And then after the interview, he sent me a private message through Facebook and asked me if I had ever narrated audiobooks before. And I told him no. I mean, it's always been something that I've been interested in because, you know, I listen to audiobooks. And he hired me. He offered me his book. He said, I would love to convert my book to audio format, and I'd like you to do it. So that was kind of the start of it. And then shortly after I started working on his book, I created a profile on a website called ACX, Audio Creation Exchange. It's part of Audible. So all the books, most of the books that you hear on audible.com come from narrators on ACX. And I had nothing. I mean, there was absolutely nothing for months while I was working on his book. So that's kind of how I got involved in it. And then a good friend of mine, who lives in Washington State, he's a voice actor and he does all kinds of media stuff. And he's always told me the same thing that, you know, you should really do this.
That's wonderful. How was it received by your family and by others once you told them that you were going to do voice acting as a career?
Well, my wife has always been very supportive of me. And to be honest, you know, whatever I decided to do, she's behind me 100%. But she's always believed in my ability to do this job. And a year ago, in March of 2013, you know, we had kind of a tragic event happen in our lives that kind of snowballed everything and kind of pushed me into this career a little faster. And, you know, I had lost my job of 14 years. She and I were working for the same university. And just out of the blue one day, they decided to cut 20 of us, and I was caught up in that cut. And after 14 years in the same job, I had no idea what I was going to do. And then that's when my wife looked me in the eyes and she said, this is your opportunity. Do it now. Start your company and start doing voiceovers full time. And you know, when I decided to do that, and I told my friends and the family that I have left what I was planning on doing, they were behind me 100%. So yeah, I have a pretty good support group.
That's fantastic. What kind of stuff inspires you?
Well, This is going to sound cliche, but my wife inspires me because she's, you know, she's such a wonderful person. She's my muse. And, I've told her that since 1996, since we, you know, the first day we met, she's been my muse. She inspires me to do better. She inspires me to do the things that I do. But seeing other people who have, like you, I mean, you decide to say, this is my dream. This is what I want to pursue. And you do it for so long, you know, for 14 years plus of my life, you know, I had dreams that I never really pursued because I was afraid. So the people who inspire me are the people who say, yeah, I'm afraid, but I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway.
Well, thank you very much for that. It's definitely hard to live your dreams, no matter how small or how big they are. You know, fear is a powerful thing. It can encompass an entire person's life and push them down into depression, whether that's through mm-hmm. other people or really their hardest critic of themselves. I mean, that's wonderful to be inspired by other people that do what they want to do, regardless of if they are designed to do it or set up to do it. What steps did you take to get started with the voice acting?
Well, the first thing I did, March of 2013, was to see what it was that I needed to be successful at this. Now, I'm the kind of person that when I decide to do something, I need to know everything about it, you know, as quickly as possible, and then fill in the gaps where I need to later. So what I did was I got onto Facebook and in LinkedIn and a few other places, and I started doing a lot of research on the voiceover world, and realized that voice acting is kind of it's a broad term. I mean, there are so many aspects to the voiceover world that it would just boggle your mind. There are commercial voiceovers, corporate voiceovers, and audiobooks, plus, you know, many other ones. So the first thing I did was I kind of tried to narrow it down to what I, you know, which model I felt that I fit better. I've always loved reading books. I've always been, ever since I was a little kid, I've always been the type of person that really just gets into books and I just live the books. I've always acted them out in my head. So I thought, I'm going to give that a try because, you know, Dave Smith, the author of the first book that I narrated, gave me a shot and it was so much fun. So what I did was I went to ACX. I created the profile and kind of beefed it up a little bit. I recorded a few demos, you know, just me reading books, you know, a few passages from books and posted them on there. And no lie, within 2 days after doing that, I got 4 book offers. So I decided that I needed to do a little bit more research. So I started asking questions and, a good takeaway from this is no matter what your dream is, don't be afraid to ask questions. I mean, you may think they sound stupid, but they're not stupid. I mean, if it's something that you don't know, find out.
They're definitely not so stupid to Google. That's a whole business not. To them.
I know it is. I spent so much time on Google just researching, you know, different aspects of audio, sound, you know, reflection, you know, how to properly treat a room as opposed to soundproofing, two totally different things, because soundproofing is more like completely deadening a space as opposed to sound treating, which is what I've done. I've treated an area in my home with acoustical panels and other things to deaden sound so that I get a cleaner sound. So it's a slow process, but it's definitely worth it to spend the time researching it.
How big is your booth?
My booth is about, I'd say, 4 foot by 4 foot, maybe. And then, you know, ceiling to floor. So about 7 feet tall.
And you use air conditioning to keep it cool in there, or a fan, or what?
That's the fun part. No, since I live in Arizona, our air conditioning system, even if I shut it off, it doesn't stay off. I mean, the fan is always running once about every 50 minutes or so for 5 minutes it runs. So No, I have to shut the air conditioner off. What I do before a recording session is I'll turn the AC down low so that it gets really cold in my studio. And then when I go in there, I shut the air conditioner off. And then, you know, I usually get about 4 or 5 hours before it gets like a sauna in here.
Wow, that's pretty long. I wouldn't expect it to stay that cool for that long. Or you're just, yeah. Your tolerance is higher.
Probably a little higher. I have a temperature gauge that I bring in here, and usually by the time I'm ready to leave, it's hitting 90.
Wow. I mean, I guess at that point, well, that's pretty good because you wouldn't need to put a air conditioning unit in the wall of the studio.
Right.
Like cut a hole in it, and that's your air conditioner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you hit any roadblocks when it came time to do all of this?
I did. The biggest obstacle that we faced was financial. I mean, because, you know, we went from two solid incomes down to just her income, and all this equipment costs. So, you know, that the great thing about dreams is that it opens you up to be happy if you could actually pursue your dreams. But the downside to dreams is most dreams cost. there's a price tag. You know, so that was kind of the biggest obstacle that we faced was to come up with the funds to actually do this, because there are so many people that you're competing with for the same job. You have to sound better. You can't have echo. You can't have, you know, extraneous noises on your audio track. So it needs to be as clean as possible. So what that did was that forced me to be creative. So I studied how all these professionals were having, you know, they have professional booths. So I kind of studied the aspects of a booth, and I designed my own. And instead of costing me $7,000, what I have here is probably almost as good as a professional recording booth, but it cost me less than $500.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's what dreamers are supposed to do, though.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's just be creative. Necessity is the motherhood of creation.
Yeah, so I was looking for that wording in my head. I couldn't remember exactly.
That's right. And you know, and another obstacle is not knowing what I need to know. I mean, I know what I need to do. I just don't know how to do it. So the time is kind of an obstacle because you have to take the time to learn what you need.
Yeah. Well, that's with anything. You just need the invite, you know, with the right amount of time, you can make anything happen as long as you have the drive to make that happen. And having the problem in the beginning is generally the best way to have it.
Right.
How long would you say it took you to overcome the financial aspect of it?
We're kind of still in the middle of it, really.
Oh.
things are a little bit better. I have most of the proper equipment that I need now. So, and that took me, I would say, probably a good part of 2013. So it's probably six, maybe 8 months to overcome, you know, to get to the point where I could upgrade the equipment to what I needed. And then I have a good friend who helped me out with the purchase of my microphone, and another good friend who, out of the blue, was upgrading his Mac and gave me his older one, which, I mean, wasn't that old. I mean, it's a 2011 iMac.
Oh, wow.
And it's got top of the line stuff in it. So those kind of things made it a little bit easier.
Well, you know, having friends helps.
Absolutely. Having friends who believe in you. And at that point I started to realize, you know, people actually do believe in me. So That's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to believe in yourself, but a whole nother to actually find people that do believe in you, and more than just friends that say they do.
Right.
So what dreams do you have for the future? Where are you headed with all of this?
Well, my dream is to get to the point where I'm supporting my family very, very well on what I do, because it's what I love to do. And in my opinion, there's few greater rewards in life than to be able to say I'm making a good living doing what I love. You know, I mean, it's too sad to think back and realize that for 14 years I was in a job that was just kind of soul sucking. So there's, in my opinion, there's a difference between a job and a career. So where I see myself, hopefully, is, you know, I keep getting better at what I do and keep getting more successful at what I do so that, you know, I can afford to tell my wife, you know what, I want you to be my full-time manager, quit your job, and let's just make this a go.
Is there anything that hasn't worked out for you as far as all this goes?
Yeah, kind of. And it's actually something that I'm going to be persistent with and still keep poking at to try to get it to work. But I've been trying to break into like commercial voiceovers. I've done several commercial voiceovers, but smaller, you know, market commercials. I would love to be able to do, you know, major national market commercials. And I would love to break into animated voiceovers, you know, do cartoon voices and things.
Yeah, the money in the market is definitely bigger. I would imagine. Though Audible it's got to be a pretty good thing. I mean, they got commercials everywhere constantly. Right. So Amazon's done something right, I guess.
Yes, they have.
So is there any last thoughts you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, if you have a dream, don't give up on it. I mean, the world has a habit, and all too frequently, we're to blame for this, but the world has a habit of just taking your dreams and crushing them, just, you know, grinding them under their heels. And the only way that could happen is if we let it happen. Nobody or nothing at all can do anything to you that you do not allow to happen. So when I see people with their heads hung low saying, you know, I wanted to do this, I wanted to do that, my question is, why didn't you do it? I mean, what have you got to lose? Really, you don't. I'm not saying quit your job. You know, if you want to be a Major League Baseball player, I'm not saying quit your job and go do it. What I'm saying is take steps to do it. Don't give up.
Yeah, everything starts with step one, and even before that, recognizing
right.
the steps. I mean, it's a lot like recognizing that you have a problem. You have to recognize that you're a dreamer and what you want to do and put it.
That's
you know,
exactly right.
Figure out what the steps are by doing the research and putting mm-hmm. the time in. Well, thank you very much for coming on, Al. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to having you on again at some point.
Well, thanks a lot, Joe. Best of luck to you. The idea of this podcast is a great one. I think you're going to inspire a lot of people and, you know, I'm here with you, so whenever you need me, let me know.
Thank you very much, and I definitely will be contacting you constantly for advice on this new venture.
Not a problem. Take care.
You too.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co. My name is Al.
And I'm Joyce.
And we're huge Disneyland fans. In fact, we love the Disneyland Resort so much, we host a podcast dedicated to the happiest place on Earth to share that passion with others.
That's right. On our show, Tales from the Mouse House Disneyland Podcast, we share current resort news, some tips and tricks we've learned over the years to help make your Disneyland Resort vacation the most magical experience ever. We uncover little-known and often overlooked gems we like to call hidden treasures, and even review the attractions and places to eat that make the Disneyland Resort so much fun.
And if that wasn't enough, we even share some video episodes to help keep you in that Disney magic state of mind. If you're a longtime fan of the Disneyland Resort, or you've just recently discovered the magic, this podcast is for you. You can find Tales from the Mouse House Disneyland Podcast at www.talescast.com and in iTunes.
And remember,
make it a Mickey Day.